Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Good morning, everyone. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio, a service of the award-winning CUTV News, 11 a.m. Eastern on Monday, July 17th, 2017. At the time of this broadcast, we broadcast our shows. All of our shows are live worldwide on CUTV News. However, we also record them. So right now, this is being recorded simultaneously, and that is so you can hear it again. If perhaps maybe we get into a really good conversation and you want to review something that we've said and discussed on our broadcast today, you have an opportunity to hear it again through our archives on our websites as well as on iTunes and on Stitcher and other venues, media venues as well. Good morning once again, and we thank you for making us a part of your day every day with all these fascinating and amazing guests we have, experts who are passionate about their life's work, who are making the world a better place through business and science and health and wellness and you name it. We really delve in deep here on CUTV News Radio. We're continuing an exclusive one-on-one series of interviews with a very special guest. I had an opportunity to chat with just moments ago. We've been involved in a really, really good connecting conversation. Her name is Constance DeAngelis, and she is the founder of the Institute for Personal Solutions, where she works with individuals to help manifest their dreams and goals through mindfulness. Now, Constance coaches her clients to follow through on their intentions and to learn new skills. Because, you know, when the mind is quiet, the revelation of self begins to emerge. Answers and solutions then appear. And with the power of mindfulness, you can actually chart a new path towards success and happiness. Now, Constance says she was working with lawyers and realized they were all very bright, but none of them could close their eyes for even 5 minutes to relax. Now, if I was to ask our audience listening right now worldwide how many of you can relate to that, I'd say probably about 90% would raise their hand. And I think even me, being in the media from time to time, I would raise my hand too. Sometimes we all like a little of that white noise, a little of that background distraction, so you don't have to always focus on self. But it is good to have mindfulness. It is good to have rebooting and regeneration and refreshing, sort of like resetting. Without mindfulness, according to Constance, we are caught up in fear. A lawyer herself, Constance is the creator of the Seven Laws series, seven ways of using mindfulness to magnetize success. Doesn't that sound terrific? The seven laws are unity, perception, cause and effect, alignment, giving, mental attention, and freedom. And we'll continue talking about those on this episode, which is part two of her series with us. Constance says that we were trained early in life to believe a certain way, and we can become more objective and recognize where we are really interposing our own perception into situations. We can clarify an awful lot. It really depends if you want to reach your highest level of consciousness and be as powerful and as clear as you can be. Because according to Constance, mindfulness is about taking responsibility for you may be doing one thing and thinking something else. When you do that, you're in conflict. What decisions can you make based on your integrity? That's alignment. Following the laws ultimately needs really freedom is what comes out of it. You're free to be who you are, and it's a tremendous celebration when you do reach that point in your life. Well, Right now, live and direct from the beautiful state of Colorado, let's welcome back to CU TV News Radio exclusively our very special guest, Constance DeAngelis, once again the founder of the Institute for Peaceful Solutions. I love that name. Automatically, your blood pressure lowers when you hear that you're going to be dealing with the Institute for Peaceful Solutions. Constance, welcome back to CU TV News Radio. It's really an honor and a pleasure to have you with us, and welcome back today.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. That was, wow, you kind of said it, so much of everything. You know what it brought to mind? Thank you very much. I mean, that was really a heck of an introduction.
Oh, my pleasure. I think I get the program.
Yeah, I think you do. Yeah, I'm considering creating a certification program for some people because who are interested in using some of these techniques. Because it, you know, my linear brain, you know, can help create the techniques, and this is kind of how you do this, et cetera. But that intuitive side, that other side of the brain, if we want to look at it that way, when we have a crossover, then we also get we get great ideas, and our curiosity gets relatable to you know, to the things that are important to us that just don't seem to come that easily if we are just into a state of study. But there was something that came up in the beginning, and you said it's the introduction to the show, and it says the top thinkers. And I found that to be a really, really neat way to say that. And what recently happened, and I'll tell you real quickly, is I sustained a concussion and nerve damage and have some very, very, not very desirable ramifications of that. And what was really interesting is a colleague of mine in Tampa Bay area in Florida sent me a Facebook thing when I had mentioned the concussion, and she said, "Oh, I hope everything's doing fine, and we want you to continue to have and protect and be that." And she used the words "beautiful brain," and that was so darn interesting when I thought of how to look at that, because if we look at the way the synapses operate and how information will go between the left and the right sides of the brain in neurological, you know, review. We find that those people who use both sides of their brains, in a sense, will come up with all kinds of really, really extraordinary ideas. Anyway, I could go on in science. I don't remember who the scientist was, but he sat down in his easy chair, and he was trying to figure out the structure of the molecules. The carbon molecules that make up the earth, the human body, et cetera, you know, and he couldn't figure it out logically. So he sat in his easy chair, took a little bit of a breather, literally breathing, and he sees the structure right there, an eight-sided structure that we all know as organic chemistry. You know, it's the coolest darn thing the way this works. Well, anyway, one thing I wanted to mention, when I had the concussion, I'd been meditating for like 20 years over that, 25 years. I was having a hard time doing that because it was affecting my brain. And so I have almost had to learn all over again in the last year to year and a half how to really close my eyes and be able to go into that state of dropping blood pressure, relaxing, really doing that. And boy, did that ever teach me something really important for a lot of us. A lot of us have those issues. Yeah, so absolutely. Now I'm learning how to teach it. So,
see, isn't that pretty cool how that works?
Yeah.
Well, as I was mentioning before we went live on the air, I know our audience In the years and years and years we've been doing CU TV News and then CU TV News Radio, they love to get a sense of who our guests are. I know I love to find out what makes our guests tick, not just from their skill set and the training and the education and all that, which we talk about too, but what drives them? What were those key moments in their lives when they realized this is the work I want to do, this is the work I need to do, this is the work I love to do? So for Constance DeAngelis, were there periods early on in your life where you realized that you wanted to do work that touch the lives of others, that empower others, that encourage and inspire people, that show people that sometimes the answers are within ourselves and they just need to rise? We need to allow ourselves to have the mindfulness, which you're teaching, to be aware of ourselves. I mean, I've often been saying to people lately, we're living in a world of quote-unquote selfies. Everybody's taking selfies, photos with their cell phone, with their camera, selfies. However, at the same time, they're not really allowing themselves to have mindfulness to tap into the real, authentic self, the person. They're taking what they call selfies, which are just these images, these perfect images on the edge of a cliff at sunset, posting them on the internet, and that's supposed to represent the being and who you are, when they're not really analyzing the true self. So in the world of the time period of selfies, so many people are going away from self, and it's really an interesting thing. So for you, when you look back at your journey, were there pivotal moments when you realized, hey, Constance, when you looked in that mirror, this is who I am, this is what I need to do. I need to really help people, and that allowed you to devise the seven laws, create the Institute, and all this wonderful work that you do?
Well, thank you for the question. Wow, that was really, really great. Actually, yeah, there are a number of events that were really, really important. But the one, of course, that stands out, which also fits with part of the seven laws, is that when I was relatively young, I had a child who had a birth defect and who was paralyzed from the waist down and had to go through spinal and brain type surgery because of a thing called hydrocephalus, which means that there's fluid in the brain that backs up and it makes the brain big, it squinches the brain. So pretty serious. Some people know it as spina bifida, but it's more extensive than that. Anyway, and after 3 years, she died. And that's an incredible experience. And so I looked at that, and I actually then enrolled in college after that because I really wanted to be educated. And my undergrad degree is life sciences with pre-med curriculum, and I graduated cum laude. And I have to admit, yeah, I didn't even know I was smart, you know, because I'd been told all my life that I wasn't. And then here we have this little baby that has to go through absolute hell and then ultimately dies. I mean, you know, and of course you can imagine how I felt or how any person would feel when they, you know, lose a child. And then I get involved in this very highly publicized initial case regarding removal of life support. And I'm a lawyer. So somehow or other, I end up in law, which I have to admit has really been helpful because I can use that information regarding the laws as well as the skills that I've learned along the years of like 30 years of practicing law. And I can think through things and develop strategies. So the trauma of that event really sparked a of course, I've always thought education was the best thing in the world. Actually, I love this quote by Socrates, of all things. Education is the kindling of a flame. not the filling of a vessel. Because the filling of the vessel comes from within. It's our thought process, our ability, our consciousness. That type of thing will allow us to become fully who we are. And once we do that, once we find that peace within, then the solution to whatever in the world is going on outside of ourselves is met. And it's incredible. It's
That's
not
powerful,
the other
huh?
way around. It's so damn
yeah.
powerful, I can't even
Isn't
tell
it?
You. it's really incredible. Ultimately, I'll just say that the cause of the birth defect, my daughter's name was Tracy, the cause of the birth defect was found out many years later because children were being born with this, okay, and it was really awful. So medical science came in and started really doing research on this, and it was found out that it was a deficiency in folic acid, which is
wow.
a B vitamin. And
yeah.
so now, yeah, so in a way, you know, here we have what I would call part of the law of unity is really coming together with self, experiencing this horrible, horrible kind of thing that I don't even know the words to explain it. Except I remember parents should not bury their children. But even so,
yeah.
the suffering that was induced through this horrible birth defect. And then ultimately now, I was just in a musical stage play here in Pagosa Springs, Colorado, and one of the stars of the show was pregnant, and so we had a little conversation. And immediately, the first time a pregnant woman or even thinks she's pregnant goes to the doctor, she's on special vitamins, including high doses of folic acid. So we don't have this anymore. I would call that freedom.
Yes, right. Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Let's go over, if we can, those seven laws again, because they are really fascinating to me. I mean, I want to make mention, too, to our audience before we do that, that you're an author, a speaker, a facilitator, as I mentioned. You're a lawyer by trade. You provided expert witness testimony on the Terri Schiavo case. You did the expert witness testimony on her behalf and her guardian's behalf in the first trial in front of Judge Greer, testimony held throughout Supreme Court. So you've done a lot of amazing things in your life, and all leading to wanting to give back and to have people realize this mindfulness and the importance of mindfulness. I have to ask you, it intrigues me a little bit, Constance, or does any of the work you've done as a lawyer lead you as well to wanting to develop the appreciation for and to recognize mindfulness? Did one lead to the other, or do either play off each other with everything that you've seen and witnessed and learned about the human condition, the human experience, our emotions, the things we say we do? I mean, you're in courtrooms, you see just about everything that can happen in life, and you've experienced things in your own life personally. Did all of that sort of sum up to wanting to go deeper and go beyond the surface to the core of life and of reaching people with the seven laws?
I think that's really a good way to put it. Yeah, it definitely was. The seven laws kind of came into my mind when I in different fashions, and it was almost intuitive, and I was so surprised. But I decided I better write this down. And I wrote it down. I didn't dictate it into my iPad. Anyway, that was supposed to be a joke. But anyway. Anyway, I actually wrote it down into the pictures. The thing with law is...
The Angelus will now be appearing at the Friars Club next Thursday. For a comedy night.
I know, I'd love it.
She does it all.
I wish I could do stand-up. Of course, you can't go to court and you're doing stand-up all the time.
Right.
No.
I was being in courtrooms all the time. You need a little comedy relief.
Well, we really do. I'm creating, I've done a lot of contract work, and I work in the United States courts. And we developed a mediation program in the United States Bankruptcy Court for the Middle District of Florida. There's there are a number of divisions, Northern, Middle, Southern District. And we developed a mortgage mediation program that could offer the potential of getting the borrower and the lender, servicer, or investor of the mortgage. And this was during this Great Recession, okay, when people were losing their homes and, constantly. And so there was a great backlog in this. And so we developed a program, and I was part of that development of that program. As a matter of fact, I think there were three of us that put together a court order, the first court order. Now that's been modified since then. But, those kinds of things where you're getting an even playing field as possible, where it can be a win-win. And all kinds of different programs that have been developed. And lawyers, have an incredible sphere of influence. They're politicians and they're counselors and they're absolutely, problem solvers.
That's right.
And so for some reason, I got guided, even though I, could have gotten into medical school with my, grades and everything else. Somehow or other, I ended up getting guided to this law thing. But it's really helpful because so many people, no matter what issues they have, let's say they have health issues, okay? Usually when you start really looking at it, you find out that there's all kinds of other things that are contributing to some of these health issues. It may be a fear. They may be financially okay, but they have this fear of loss or this fear of lack or this, whole idea that maybe they were raised with and never even really looked at it.
Yeah.
So, being able to go to that place that can give you the answers or the solutions to what's going on in your life. You can do that individually. You can do it in a small business setting. You can do it in a group setting. You can do it in a family. That's harder because people are pretty well locked in to what it is they want. Business settings
and
are actually a little bit.
Right. They have
perception.
Their own perceptions of you and of right and expectations, and there are times when it's better to surround yourself with almost a clean slate in a way.
Well, yeah, and it's not easy to get a clean slate. That's the thing. Because it's like a spiral. In other words, you think, oh my gosh, I've got it handled. Oh man, that. Feeling I had when I was a kid after my dad kept beating me or whatever it may be or
whatever
it's all gone. Yeah, whatever it may be. Because there are people experiencing a lot of really incredible things. And then all of a sudden something else pops up that looks a little bit different, but darn it, if you go to the bottom of it, you find out that it flows from there. So it's being
that's
objective.
Right.
See, I'm out here because I find nature to be invigorating. I find nature when I'm sitting and looking at a flower or in the quiet and there's a deer that walks by or I'm smelling a pine tree. I mean, it's a cinnamon smell. It's absolutely incredible.
It's just,
and then...
There's so much beauty all around us that we don't realize. Yeah, there's so much beauty all around us that sometimes we're living in a very busy culture, society, where we don't see it. I mean, for me, I love going to, I love living along the coast. I grew up, along the coast and like to be positioned along the coastlines. So the ocean and the sunsets in the ocean and the walking along the beach and just feeling, appreciating the strength and power of the ocean, respecting the power and strength of the ocean, realizing that there's things out there bigger than yourself, the calming feeling and nature of the ocean. The ocean can be, you know, rough when it wants to be, but it can also be one of the most peaceful places on earth when it's serene and calm and glistening. So the ocean and the rhythm of the waves back and forth, the serenity of that is sensational for me. So, nature all around and is exceptional, and it's free and it's there, and we should really avail ourselves of it. It's a great place to reboot, regenerate, reconnect, clear your mind, and gives you the stamina to continue through the rest of the chaos of every other day, heavy traffic and all the other things that will thrust your way.
Yeah.
The seven laws, I want to make sure in case people... because the show is going by so fast. We only have like 4 minutes left. Boy, Constance.
Oh, my God.
Incredible
goodness.
Information. Can you quickly review the seven laws for us in case people didn't hear last week's show? Because a lot of times we have a whole new audience tuned in. Lead from that to the Institute for Peaceful Solutions, just in terms of that it's available and people can participate.
Yeah, and I can. They could always go on my the website.
The website,
which
and learn more about it all.
Constance DeAngelis. And probably see some more. There's no apostrophe in that one. It's just straight out.
Right. Straight.
You know.
Right.
What's interesting about, and I can go through them. There's seven of them. You start with unification at the level of, let's say, finding common ground if you're looking at something external. The perception then has to do with looking at what is my perception of what's going on right now and take responsibility for that. And then cause and effect is recognizing what's my role in this. You know, how did I get in this thing? And then the alignment says I'm not going to be distracted from the truth of my being. Some people might call it a soul. Some call it essence of being, whatever you want to call it. And so you look at those emotions that are keeping you away from that. And then the giving is recognizing your talents and offering them. What are your talents? Everybody's got different talents. That's why we create the groups. And then focus, mental attention. Focus, 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 focus. Okay? You can multitask,
right.
But you can multitask by focusing on each thing and then moving very quickly to another thing. So then what you have is freedom. Basically, you're redeemed. You're okay. Everything's fine. You know, look for the good in everything. And the other thing I wanted to mention about oceans is I've been sailing since the 70s, and I have dived as a scuba diver all over the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to tell you. I can, what stories do we have to tell? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. The reefs and the, that was a quick.
We could do a whole half hour on that, I know. Yeah. So now we've got about a minute and a half, so you have the Institute for Peace Solutions. I want to get that website out again. Constance DeAngelis. And that's Constance DeAngelis, ConstanceDeAngelis.com. All the information about everything we've been talking about in much more richer, fuller form is available for you. And it's a great place to begin to connect with Constance. She can go over things more with you. Learn seven laws, how to implement them and apply them to your own life, you know, for your own needs and desires. And it's a fantastic way to look at life. And Constance, thanks again for sharing this with us. I know these half hours go by quick, but I'm sure it won't be the last we get a chance to chat with you. It's been a real honor and a pleasure. And we thank you for joining us on the show today. I enjoyed it. I hope
you did
too.
Okay, one more thing, if possible, anytime, CLE, for anybody wants to look at continuing legal education.
Fantastic.
All
we're
right.
Always up to something.
Appreciate
Constance.
It.
We love it. Thanks for joining us on the show. It was a real pleasure. I enjoyed it, and I hope you did as well, Constance.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much. And anyone's listening, you know, really appreciate you. You're powerful.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us as well, everybody. I'm Jim Masters, CUTV News Radio. For all of us here, have a great day.